This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Weekends are great, and they're just too short. To make the most of them, it helps to do some advanced planning, and that's why we have our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, here to guide us. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Tanya, Halloween, right around the corner. It's a big weekend for parties and events for thrill seekers. Cue the scary music.
Well, of course, I have some ideas about where to trick-or-treat, whether you're a child or an adult. Or if Halloween isn't on your radar, I can tell you about events that don't involve ghouls, ghosts, or being scared out of your life.
Okay, let's get started.
Well, Pennsylvania has some of the nation's most frightening attractions, and Eastern State Penitentiary's Terror Behind the Walls is one of them. That's going on through Saturday, November 9th. Eastern State, as most people know, was an actual jail that housed notorious gangster Al Capone, and they say it's genuinely haunted. But after you've been unnerved by the spooky goings-on, you can recover at the Speakeasy, a bar conveniently located in Capone's old cell.
That's interesting because, you know, he fought Prohibition, so I can see where he might appreciate that.
Indeed. Now, while we're on the subject of adult beverages, we have an event in New Jersey that covers both brews and booze.
That is a potent combination.
It's the Haunted Hops and Ghoulish Grub Fest happening at V&V Adventure Farm in Chemung, New Jersey. It's on Saturday from 11 to 6, and there's going to be food trucks, crafts, live music, and more. It's an all-ages event, so you can bring the kids, and we'll have all those details on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do.
All right. Now, as a warm-up for trick-or-treating, what's going on for the kids?
I have a great kid-friendly option. This Sunday, Linvilla Orchards and Media host their annual costume parade. Now, I was just there last weekend, Jennifer. We had such a good time. It's a wonderful family outing. It's a very diverse crowd. I even saw a brave man in a Patriot sweatshirt.
I'd say he was quite brave, being in Eagles territory. Now, Tanya, how do folks get their kids involved in the costume parade?
You can sign up online or in person on the day of, and there are prizes in each age category and one grand prize. Now, this event is impacted by weather, so keep your eyes on the forecast and check out their website, which we will link to for any weather-related cancellations. But make sure you put in some effort on the costume choices because you're going to want that great Instagram pic. I saw a lot of folks out there taking these Instagram pics by the pumpkins. Now, Jennifer, it's not like when we were kids when you had to just, you could just throw a sheet on, draw a couple of eyes and a mouth on it and call it your costume.
I used to get elaborate. I really did.
Did
I spent
you?
A lot of time, weeks on a costume. Tanya, how about more things to do for adults?
We've got a costume contest for the adults. It is at the Sunset Social Rooftop, which is just one of the locations for the Nightmare on the Schuylkill Costume Contest and Bar Crawl. Now, that takes place on Saturday night. Gets started at 8. There are a total of 3 locations, and they're all within walking distance of the other. Now, this is another one that requires a really creative approach, as the prizes for the winning costumes are $500 for an individual and $1,000 for the group. So each location has a theme. You might want to tailor your costumes to that. There's a jungle safari theme. There's a sideshow carnival theme, and there's a Stranger Things theme. Now, that's the Netflix TV show that's set in the 80s, and that has such a great soundtrack.
That reminds me, let's get to some good music.
Yes, classical guitarist Elliot Fisk is in town. At the Philadelphia Episcopal Cathedral on Saturday night. This is the inaugural benefit concert for his mentor, Bill Viola, one of the founding members of the Philadelphia Classical Guitar Societies. And while we're talking about soul-stirring sounds, we've got even more. R&B powerhouse Fantasia, the American Idol winner, is here, and she's bringing Robin Thicke and Tank with her. At the Lear Chorus Center on Saturday night. Now, it's possible that that show might sell out, but Jennifer, I've got a tip for you and for anybody who's interested in a sold-out concert. Check out the event's Facebook page, where people will often offer to sell the tickets that they can't use.
Thank you, Tanya. Concerts are a great way to spend the weekend if you're not into the Halloween thing. Where can we find out more?
Head to whyy.org/things to do, and we'll tell you about a new African-American art exhibit at the Delaware Art Museum and where you can find even more Halloween events.